我们今天来看约珥书。
Today we're going to look at the book of Job.
约珥这个名字呢，就是耶和华是神。
So the Job's name itself signifies the Lord is the God.
我们唱这世代里面有这个少年人做异象，老年人做异梦，是从耶珥书出来的。
And so how the lyric says that the young man will see visions and old man will dream dreams is from the book of Job.
但很多人就只是讲这一段话。
So many people just quote this passage.
啊，不知道前面发生了什么事情。
But never know that what is before that.
如果我们只是把圣经当中一种可以复兴跟振奋人心的话提出来做一个勉励的话，
So sometimes we just quote the passage that inspire and encourage people.
我们就很难明白神叫耶珥书讲这些事情的前因后果。
So that it's hard for us to know the cause and the going.
那么末后的日子为什么会被浇灌呢？
So how come the last day people will be poor?
是有一群被神拣选的人。
Because there's a group of people chosen by God.
不是末后的世代，每一个人都被浇灌。
It's not last days that everyone will be poured.
不是问题来临的时候，每一个人都被提。
It's not that when problem comes that everybody will be raptured.
所以虽然神的恩典是普及的
，even though the grace is to everyone，
但进迦南地的除了重生以外
，in order to enter the Canaanite land, not only to be born again，
新的那一代才能进去。
Only the new generation can enter.
其余的人就是。有心中有圣灵跟专一跟随主的这样子的。
And the rest only two type of people. One is who has a spirit in the heart and also wholehearted follow the Lord.
从旧约里面的一个看见来给我们看到新约里面的成全。
So how it was seen in the Old Testament and see the fulfillment of the New Testament.
耶珥书呢，可能是在整个十二小先知书里面的最早的一位先知。
And so Job probably is among the 12 minor prophets, the earliest one.
因为他的话语曾经被阿摩司书来运用。
Because his word was quoted by the prophet Amos.
如果他不是先写出来，怎么会被拿出来运用？
So if it's not written earlier than the Amos, how can he be used?
而且他所写的呢，啊，当将这个南北分裂的时候呢，之初。
So that it was written about the beginning of the splitting of the north and south.
他写到耶撒法的光景。
He talked about the scenario of the king Jehoshaphat.
那我们知道，他又写到整个这一个啊，最后南国被巴比伦所掳。
He also mentioned the captivity of the Babylonian about the south and
south. 耶珥书是一个预言之书。
So book of Joel is a prophetic chapter.
那重要的整个耶珥书里面给我们看到的一个重点是。
But the key point of the book of Joel.
不要外表的侍奉。
Don't just serve superficially.
因此，他用一个圣经章节第二章第十二节里面。
So in chapter 2 verse 12.
他说什么呢？不要撕裂衣服。
Do not tear your clothes.
要怎么样？撕裂心肠。
But rend your heart.
啊，意思是不要用外表。
Don't use the surface.
你外表再虔诚都没有用。
And so no matter how holy and devoted,
你要撕裂心肠。
You need to rend your heart.
真诚的在神的面前悔改。
With a sincere heart before the Lord, repent.
然后悔改的意思呢？
Repentance means
走神的道路。
Walk on the God's way.
一心归向神。
And wholeheartedly return to the Lord.
整个约珥里面的重点。
And so this is a key point of the book of Joel.
那约珥在这个里面呢，开始提一第一章里面就讲到。
So in chapter 1 he already mentioned.
那么整个有四个啊，这个灾害临到。
So four calamity going to come.
这四种灾害里头呢，就是等于整个以色列当时外在的一种光景。
And so all these four calamity is just a fit the four scenario of the Israelites at that time.
这种外在的光景很容易被啃食。
And so in their outside situation often devour people.
那么以至于怎么样？最后转眼去拜偶像。
So eventually people turn away from God to worship idols.
我们看到。耶稣这个我们看到这个整个犹大国里面
in all the kingdom of Judah
生命里面
in their life
在约阿斯的王的这个统治下的时候
under the reign of the Joash
那么约阿斯统治下的时候，我们看到这个约阿斯呢，在这一个大祭司的保护下面
under the protection of great priest this king Joash
这个大祭司呢，保护他到整个长大成人。
And so this great priest protect him until his youth, until he grown mature.
这个耶和耶大呢，帮助耶阿斯呢，这个耶阿斯呢，长大成人之后，把王位交给他。
And so return his regime to him.
那前期的时候，我们看到，当这个 而是耶和耶大还在的时候。
When the Abiathar is still alive.
我们看到耶阿斯呢，一催促这个利未人把这个石一拿来建殿的时候。
And so the how the Joash urged the one take the priest Levi take the one tenth to build the temple.
竟然没有所动。
And so none of them was moved.
表示那时候的利未人就像当时这一个啊四世纪里面讲的大道无人行了。
And so Levites at that time, it's just like the book of Judges, no one really acting.
是他下了命令，在命令的时候呢，这些人才开始去跟这一个百姓收取这个十一，再来拿来建殿。
And so after his urgent command that the priest start to collect the tenth from the people to build the temple.
但约阿斯呢，是不是真的有那么样的虔诚呢
？And so did Joash, King Joash really devoted?
我们看到耶和耶大死的时候
So when Abiathar died
他就跟所有的这一个跟他要好的人
And so all the people are aligned with him
这些官长呢开始怎么样偏离掉神的道路
So all the officials depart from the way of God
那么怎么样呢开始在怎么样整个这一个听的所有首领们的建议呢背弃神的家
And so all they betray the house of God
那么约阿斯以前废除一些偶像
And so Joash that he abolished a lot of idols
现在怎么样现在又把偶像建立起来
Again he rebuilt those idols again
我们看到当耶和耶大在的时候
When Abiathar was still alive
一个属灵遮盖在的时候
Under the spiritual covering
哎呀他就怎么听他的话
He was obedient listen to his word
尤其是报恩吧
Especially the returning the favor.
王位是他给，他也没有管我太多，只要我按照神的话进行。
And so that because the kingship was restored by him, so therefore just obey his word.
你可以看到这样子的一个王，就是在表面上来敬拜神。
So this kingship was based upon the superficial serving to the Lord.
看到耶尔就讲到，以色列就是因为表面的敬拜。
And so Prophet Joash is saying that the Israelites were superficially serving the Lord.
懂得蝗虫的灾害。
And so he prophesied the four kinds of the calamities from the locusts.
而再而三的把整个属灵的生命给啃食殆尽。
And so once again that their spiritual life was being devoured.
最后整个连皮都剥掉了。
Eventually lost their skin as well.
外在的敬拜都没有了。
And lost the superficial worship.
以前还有外在的敬拜说啊到圣殿里面去朝见神
So they still before they still remain the superficial worship to go to a temple to worship God
到了整个蚂蚱来的时候把那个外皮都给剥掉了最后怎么样连外在的敬拜也没了
And so the locusts come and eat in all that even devour their superficial worship
做什么事呢
And so what do they do
拜偶像
They worship idols
也许很多基督徒不会去拜偶像
Maybe a lot of Christians they don't worship idols
但是呢会有一种另一种的偶像出现
But then they build up another type of idolship
这一个名利跟地位
Maybe the fame and position
教会越大的时候被越媒体看见的时候
So as the church increase in size and being noticed by the media
那么就要做一点所谓的教会形象的事情
And so they need to put up this image for the church
教会形象要需要别人的关注以后我们才来做教会形象吗
Do we need to care about our image after people notice
所以就是我们做外在的一个敬拜的里面的时候
So if we just care about the superficial of worship
这一种外在的形象会给我们要看到要给社会有一个交代
And so that often people emphasize outward image for the society
不是从内心的本质里面产生出来的
But it's not derived from the inside、essence.
最后社会上给你的舆论跟压力的时候
And so under the moral standard and the pressure from the media
教会就是以人的舆论跟压力呢成为一个偶像
And so the church become the build of this idolship because of people's talking and the pressure from the media
到底是把人带到神的面前
Do they really lead people to the God
让人遵照神的话语
And help people to obey God's word
还是保有一个教会的形状
Or justsustain this image
庄严严肃
and solemnly
让还是寡目相看有一个教会的存在
and so also or do we choose to show people with image
但里面的内容已经到整个外在的敬拜都没有
and so the content is without the worship at all
多少的教会里面在英国
so how many church in England
很美丽
so beautiful
但是教会的牧师
by the pastor in the church.
已经不相信耶稣基督是从童女玛利亚怀孕。
It's already disbelieved that Jesus was conceived by the Virgin Mary from the Holy Spirit.
对圣经的话语。
From the words of Bible.
是挑选一些激励人心的话。
Only choose those inspiration words.
已经没有从公义里面跟神的怜悯来看。
Never look at the perspective of the mercy and the judgment.
约珥书就是这样一个全面性。
But Book of Joel is very thoroughly.
来看到说整个的属灵的光景。
To see the spiritual scenario.
以后呢的灾难临到
How about the later the calamity comes?
在灾难当中神拣选一些人
So in the calamity God chose a group of people
这也就是圣经在旧约里面所讲的余数
So this is also what's implied by the remnant
犹太人的 以色列人他们的余数
And so the remnant of Israel
神的灵要浇灌这一些人
And so God's spirit will pour upon this group of people
这才是整个意义的这个重点
And so that's a key point of the meaning
那我们看到
So we will allow us to see.
当耶稣时代的时候
，In the Jesus era，
耶稣升天了
，Jesus ascend to heaven，
是不是全部的这一个跟随耶稣的人，他们都在那一个地方被圣灵充满呢
？Is the really followers are all filled by the Holy Spirit？
在耶稣基督行神迹的时候，有五千一万，在那个地方三年来的时候，有多少万人在那个地方领受到神的恩典？
So during his 3.5 year ministry, how many thousands of people, 10,000 people follow him and receive the miracles?
耶稣是四十天的坚固门徒的信心。
And for 40 days, he strengthened the heart of the disciples.
升天以后
，After he ascended to heaven,
也不过只有100多人在那个地方祷告。
So at most, it's about 120 people remained to pray.
可以让我们看到那一个彼得所讲的，这就是耶稣所讲的。
So that we saw how Peter stood up and said, "This is how Book of Joel tell us."
他们不是被新酒灌满了。
They are not drunk with new wine.
他们被圣灵充满了。
They are filled by the Holy Spirit.
是不是全面的人呢
？Is it all complete, the totality of all people?
那一些跟随过耶稣的人呢
？How about the follower of Jesus Christ?
看到耶稣基督讲到说他要被钉十字架，他的肉可以吃的，他的血可以喝的。
How about he was prophesied how he was going to be crucified and his, food, his blood is really drink and his flesh is really food.
没有办法接受。
They could not accept it.
看到四福音里面他们一个一个走了。
And so look at four gospel, one by one left.
结果耶稣基督问他的门徒说。
So Jesus asked his disciples.
你们也走吧。
You leave.
他们一问你们要走吗
?And so are you going to leave?
希腊文里面的意思不是说耶稣在那边挽留你们看到看这样他们走你们也要走吗
And so it's not like Jesus tried to urge them to stay. Like, are you leaving because they left?
意义里面不是这样，原意里面就说，耶稣，你们也走吧。
And so original meaning is that
他们都走了，你们也走吧。
Since they left, you leave too.
彼得说，哦，你有永生的道，我们还要跟随。
And so Peter says that you have an eternal life. I want to follow you.
这一个才是真正的被拣选。
This is a true choosing one.
赶也赶不走。
Cannot be get rid of.
摩押的女子。
Just like Moabite.
这一个摩押人
This Moabite
过了时代也不可能进入耶和华的会中的人
And so after generation it's impossible to enter the tabernacle of the Lord
圣经里面还特别加上一个永远的永
And so that in the Bible also tell us that it can forever never ever
那为什么摩押的女子可以进入耶和华的会中呢
Can how can a Moabite can enter the temple
还成为这一个这个大卫的曾祖母
And become a great grandmother of the David
耶稣基督的家谱
And become the part of a genealogy of Jesus.
这一个恩典到底从哪里来
Where did this grace come from?
你的神就是我的神
Your God is my God.
你到哪里我就跟到哪里
Wherever you go I follow.
除了死能够叫我们的肉体分开以外
Only the death can separate us.
这就是耶稣书里面讲的专一
And this is the book of Joel talk about whole
heart. 撕裂心肠不撕裂衣服
Rend your heart but not garment.
这个告诉我们真心的回转到神的面前。
So this is a true repentance and return to the Lord.
这种人是被拣选的。
And this type of people are being chosen.
这种被拣选的人呢
？This type of people being chosen.
末后的世代。
In the last days.
神的灵要浇灌他们。
And His Spirit will pour on them.
而不是每个孩子都被这个做异梦。
Not every child can.
不是老每一个老年人都做异梦。
Not every old man can dream dream.
很多人在听到这句话以后，哎呀，我们老年人我们只能做异梦。
So a lot of people look at this and say that we are old, so therefore we don't get our dream.
补充一句
，We need to.
那你要看你有没有被拣选。
It all depends on if you are chosen or not.
意思是什么呢
？What does it mean?
那有没有看你是撕裂心肠、一心归向神的人
It depends on do you rend your heart and return to the Lord.
因此呢，我们就看到第一个灾蝗虫。
So the first disaster is a locust.
又强盛又无数。
And they are strong and.
我们看到侵入了这个田里面。
And they invade the field.
我们就看到整个这个撒旦的权势呢，进入到人的心田里面。
So we have see the power of Satan enter the human's heart.
使人的生命没有办法成长。
So the human life cannot grow.
来不及成长。
Cannot grow in time.
刚结果子。
Just bear fruit.
就被吃掉了。
Already been devoured.
刚长芽。
They just sprouted.
我们就看到这个呢，蓝茧虫就来了，嚓剪掉了。
And the young locusts come and eat it up.
这个我们看到这个如狮子大牙啃咬。
And just like a lion's teeth,
把我们的生命呢耗尽。
And so that it devour our life.
这个就是在整个的社会上很多的风俗习惯的这个问题。
And so it's also implied the problem of tradition and culture in the society.
我们的生命，我们的思维
，our life and our thinking，
已经被这一些影响。
It's already been affected by all this.
以至于到我们教会来敬拜神的时候呢
，So when you come to church to worship God，
已经成为。外在的侍奉
We already remain as a superficial serving
仍然在教会里面会产生社会上的问题
And so still create some problem from society
争权
It's fighting for the right authority, positions and fame
把外在的这个社会上的问题也带进教会里头来
And also bring the social problem into the church
这是我的羊
This is my flock
这是我带领得救的
I led them to be saved
这是我区里的人
This is my district
你不要来碰
Do not touch.
这样子的一些问题
All this type of problems
都是怎么样社会上的一些观念影响到教会里面
This is all the social aspect will affect the church ministry.
哎呦那这样我们不要分区了
And so therefore let's not divide districts.
又怎么样一朝被蛇咬十年怕草绳的情况
And so that it's kind of beaten by the snake and you're afraid of them.
那么为什么还有百夫长十夫长这些事情发生呢
How come it's still a leader of a centurion and commander of 50 and 10?
为什么神没有拦阻摩西里面建造五十夫长、百夫长还有长老七十个长老的案例呢
So how come God did not stop Moses to set up this system of the centurion elders?
制度上不是问题
System is no problem
生命是问题
Life is a problem
是不是
Isn't it?
所以我们应该要看到约珥书里面的教导
So we need to look at the book of Job
我们看到的蝗虫来的使我们的生命里面不长进
And so locusts come is because our life did not grow
茧虫来的使我们生命里面灰心丧胆
And so locusts eating all our heart therefore we lost our heart and discouraged
因为我们的生命被啃食光了
Because our life was devoured
这个刚冒芽就被剪掉了
And just sprouted and already been eaten
不但如此
Not only so
有一些已经成长的葡萄园
And some maybe growthmature vine grow
男子来了就把那刚出生的那个生命的果子呢就把它完全带入一个错误的方向里面
And so when the locusts come they already led them into a wrong direction and devour them
使它没有办法结果子累累
And so they cannot have a fruit that was clustered in clusters
已经本来可以结葡萄树的葡萄树葡萄籽的葡萄的、
They originally was mature to blossom and bear fruit.
却把这新生命带上一个不知名的地方。
But they were led straight into a no unknown place.
最后呢，这一些事情呢，我们看到蚂蚱来了。
And so eventually we'll see how this great locust come.
男子使我们的生命带到一个不知名的方向。
And the young locust lead us into the unknown zone.
然后蚂蚱来的时候呢？
And so when the locusts come,
连那层外衣都给你剥掉
Even the outside is devoured.
虽然不知你的方向
Maybe it's unknown directions.
可能我还在献祭啊
Maybe I'm still giving sacrifice.
可能我还在神的话语当中，我可能有一天还可以归回
Maybe when I'm still in the world, God, one day, someday will return.
我可能虽然在一个外表的敬拜里头
Maybe I remain as a superficial worshipper.
哪一天被圣灵感动，我还可能有归回
So maybe touched by the Holy Spirit, I can return.
那我们看到约珥书讲到什么？
So that's why Book of Job tells us.
撒旦没有那么傻。
Satan is not foolish.
你不要以为他叫撒旦就叫傻。
And so that maybe he's Satan.
他不傻的。
He is not foolish at all.
他是一层一层给你剥掉。
He was tell you apart layer by layer.
没有关系，你现在来个外在的敬拜就好。
And so maybe they will comfort you that with a superficial worship is enough.
安慰你的心。
Comfort your heart.
哎呀，你在教会里面，你看看你做的工作多好。
And maybe they will comfort you that how wonderful your ministry is.
哎呀，你多么努力的去做事。
How you and your effort was really pay off.
这样很好。
That's really good.
一个外在的侍奉。
That's a superficial service.
告诉你到最后怎么样，撒旦把那外在的侍奉的衣服给剥掉。
So that eventually Satan will take away the outward garment.
马就把那个树枝的皮就完全的剥掉。
And locusts will eat up all the bark of the tree.
我们知道那个根里面的养分进来的时候透过皮啊。
And so that the nutrients from the root is go through the bark.
使这个皮，那个你不相信，你把这个树哈、哦、中间那个皮一圈哈、哦，把它剥掉啊，它中间呢、啊、上不去的时候，不是靠中间那个木头啊。
So that the nutrient and the water did not go through the center, but from the bark.
它皮不见了，养分就供应不了。
So if you rip off their bark, the nutrient cannot be applied to the root.
几个月后，就看到那个树就枯萎了。
And you will see how tree withers.
你看到那个本来长果子的东西，怎么也慢慢的不见了。
And then eventually lost the fruit and the blossom.
那我们看到这个蚂蚱来的时候呢，我们看到使人离开神的话语的保护。
And so locusts also take people away from the protection of the word of God.
使人没有办法领受神话语的供应。
And so that people cannot receive the supply of the word of God.
连皮都扒光了。
Even the bark was taken away.
然后这个恶的来临的时候。
When the evil comes.
我们就看到这样子的事情临到。
When the things happened.
以后神怎么样？为什么会有这样的事情临到？
And then eventually God will say, how can this happen to you?
然后就看到说这个灾难的临到。
And then we see how calamity follows.
因为人心没有归向神。
Because the human heart did not return to God.
为什么灾难临到？
Why calamity come?
因为神要拆毁。
Because God wants to destroy.
神要给我们看见。
God wants to show us.
灾难的临到。
The calamity comes.
使我们的生命可以重建。
So our life can be rebuilt.
如果没有面临这些灾难的时候，
without these calamities,
那、啊、我们会认为说我们还敬拜得很舒服啊。
We are very complacent in our worship.
哎呀，我还是找到一个很好的信仰啊。
And maybe find a wonderful faith.
灾难的临到，
but when the calamity comes,
可以给我们很多生命上应该有的反思。
And really a warning to our spiritual life.
当我们看到这个海啸来的时候，
so we see how tsunami comes.
大地震来的时候，
a big earthquake come,
我们才发现原来我们的生命是如此的脆弱。
And then we discover how fragile our life is.
当我们看到这个好像这个可以呼风唤雨的人，
It sounds like people who are in a great power.
因为欧债的危机一夕之间整个公司垮掉的时候，
And so that because the crisis of the euro and how their company corrupt in one night,
他才发现到人没有办法做一些什么事情。
And they realize human's power is very limited, cannot do much.
当他接着开始可以做一些工作的时候，
When they start feel that they can do something,
政治的压力等等来临的时候，
When the political stress come,
他才发现原来人是那么脆弱。
And they realize how frail as people's heart.
以为以前一句话可以怎么样，可以做很多的事情。
Maybe by a word they could do a lot of things before.
不在其位的时候。
But when they are not in that position anymore.
很多人很快的就衰老。
And so that they wither quickly.
他享受那一种美光。
They enjoy those glorious.
阿摩斯书就可以给我们在一次的把整个生命毁坏以后。
So Book of Amos can tell us that after life is being destroyed.
阿摩斯书里面提到了俊男美女。
And so Book of Amos mentioned all the beautiful men and women.
他讲到这些俊男美女更虚空。
And so those handsome men and beautiful young lady was very empty.
这个长得这么样子的漂亮，这么样的英俊，他应该心里很满足。我长得这么样子啊，不错啊。
With wonderful physical appearance, maybe they should be content.
自我观感非常良好。
And they have wonderful self image.
很显得自信心。
And have self confidence.
阿摩斯是讲什么？
So what did Book of Amos tell us?
比你我还虚空。
They are empty upon empty.
因为什么？他一直要活在他那一种这个自认为俊男美女的一个形象里头。
Because they try to live in their own image.
哎，当你看到哎呀这个人很光鲜亮丽的时候，你千万不要太过分的羡慕。
And so if people have so really glorious appearance, do not envy or desire.
阿摩斯是透过耶尔书里面的看见告诉我们。
For Book Amos, that is through the teaching of the Joel, they tell us.
生命里面如果没有认真的追求神的时候，会像所罗门王一样，最后虚空。
And so if you don't seek the Lord wholeheartedly, you will be eventually like a King Solomon.
因为当我们看到整个耶尔书里面讲到这四个整个灾难。
And so how this book of Joel tell us these four calamities.
这是要告诉我们说我们的生命里面出现的状况。
It tell us that in our life there's some situation.
第二章就讲到先知预言关乎主大而可畏的日子。
And so the chapter 2 talk about the day of the great day of the Lord.
在200年后。
And so after 200 years.
我们就看到南国呢被掳掠到巴比伦。
And see how the south kingdom destroyed and being captured into the Babylonian kingdom.
那么第二章十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
我们来读一遍。
Let's read together.
耶和华说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，而且并且后悔不降所说的灾，或者他转意后悔，留下余福，就是留下献给耶和华你们神的素祭和奠祭，也未可知。那么为什么会讲未可知呢？
And so what? How come it says that may unknown?
看你有没有真心的悔改。
It depends on do you really repent with full hearted.
不是我禁食了就可以悔改了。
It's not just fasting and that will repent.
禁食绝对不是苦修。
And repentance is fasting is not a modification of life.
用我的苦修跟神交换条件。
It's not like modify your life to exchange condition with the Lord.
真正的禁食是跟神亲近。
So truly fasting is close to the Lord.
那么禁食里面我不吃东西不会因为食物来影响我。
It's that fasting in the process of the without food will not affect you.
那么旧约里面谈到的禁食。
So in the Old Testament fasting.
那你看看你每一餐里面大概是多少钱。
And think about how much money you're going to spend for the meal.
只能多而不能少。
Can be more or cannot be less.
禁食的时候把那一餐比如我一天吃的一餐大概是五块钱。
Maybe a meal costs $5.
两餐十块钱。
And two meals will be $10.
三餐十五块钱。
And three meals that will be $15.
我禁食一天。
If I fast one day.
这十五块钱。
This $15.
就要怎么样？给这一个需要的人。
And I will give that to the needy.
我们很少做到这一点。
But hardly we do that.
那么不但如此。
Not only so.
禁食是要一心归向神。
So fasting is wholehearted to return to the Lord.
我一直在跟我们要学习禁食祷告。
We often say that you fast and pray.
那看看有时候我们要禁食。
And often we remind ourselves we need to fast.
就利用怎么样这一个假期里头。
So we like to use the holidays.
或是我请假。
Or maybe take an absence.
请假好好的去做禁食的祷告。
So take an absence to do the job of fasting.
很少人有这样顺便请假，就顺便这个禁食。
So many people did not really take the opportunity of fasting.
我不吃饭
，without food，
照样去上班
，and still go to work.
你有没有会不会被上班里面影响呢
？So would you be affected in the work?
禁食只不过是一个这个减肥的一个代名词。
And so maybe the fasting is become the diet.
排毒啊。
So to get rid of all the poison.
不应该这样。
It should not be that way.
禁食。
Fasting,
就是我要安静的心
in the quietness,
我要跟神亲近
to be close to the Lord,
看在我里头
to see examine all inside,
有没有什么不好的没有
is there any weakness,
让神来光照
may the Lord to shine upon us,
禁食里头
in fasting,
思想神的话
to meditate the word of God,
读神的话
to read the word of God,
亲近神
close to the Lord,
唱诗
singing him,
祷告
pray,
就这样
that's how it is,
走走路
walk up,
思想神的话语
and think about the word of God
不会我还要工作影响到神的话语
do not let the work interfere with the word of God
禁食里面我们看到说我们怎么样改变禁食哭泣悲哀
so how can we change so that we will fast and repent and remote
碰到这些问题神启示你说我要认真的悔改
and so that when the problem comes that you need to repent and truly want to change
悲哀我们的生命里面不长进
in mourning that our life did not grow
也悲哀像这一个但以理一样
and so mourn ourselves is not like Daniel
哎呀这个弟兄姐妹还是不长进
and the brother sister still haven't grown
然后一心归向神
and return to the Lord wholeheartedly.
神啊，你的道路如何？
How your way is?
按照你的道路而行
According to your way, lead me.
要撕裂心肠
So we rend our hearts.
从内在里面改变
and change from within.
这个就是耶尔书里面所讲的
This is how the book of Joel.
然后才讲到什么？以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And then you says that I will pour out my spirit on all people.
我们一听到凡有血，每一个人都是血气的嘛。
And so everyone is all people.
所以呢，不用经历过什么禁食祷告。
You don't need to go through the fasting and pray.
不用经历过这个撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，一心归向神。
And don't need to go through the rend your heart, not your garment.
只要有血气的人，他都可以被神的灵浇灌。
All the people supposed to be poured on by the spirit of Lord.
哦、这个就是现代的解释了、啊、
And that is nowadays explanation.
真正的是什么
What is true?
耶尔书的第一章给我们看到生命里面的光景
So the chapter 1 enlightened us the life of the
不成长的光景
The life of ungrowing
只有一个后悔的一个悔改的心
And but with a remnant heart
禁食祷告哭泣
And to fast pray and mourn
一心归向神
And return to the Lord wholeheartedly.
撕裂心肠而不撕裂衣服。
And rend the heart, not the garment.
不是做给人家看。
It's not to show to others.
也不是来秀给神看我多么禁食祷告。
It's not to show to God how fast pray you are.
你有没有发现到有一个这个法一个文士，还有法利赛人在会堂祷告的时候
，There's a Pharisee, a scribe.
耶稣基督讲得很明显。
Jesus was clear, tell him.
一个人大言不惭的主啊，你看我不像那个人。
And so he was saying that.
那个人是什么？跪在那个地方。
Arrogantly say that I'm not unlike that person.
主啊，我不像那个人。
I'm not like that.
我感谢你，我不像那个人。
I thank God.
还感谢主呢，啊，还讲得出来。
And still able to say that, thank God.
感谢主，我不像那个人。
Thank God, I'm not like him.
那个人怎么样
？Who is that?
那一个人是一心归向神的人。
But that person was wholehearted return to God.
你还好意思感谢神，说我这个人怎么样吗？
How can you boldly say that?
这个就是很典型的。
This is very typical.
认为神就会把这个恩典给他。
And think that God will give him the grace.
那我们看到耶尔书里面讲到的是什么
？So what is Book Joel tell us?
先真正的醒悟过来。
Really come awakened.
那我们看到耶尔书里面所讲的。
So how the Book of Joel tell us?
我们从神的话语里面重新思考我们的生命。
And so from the Word of God, we ponder on our life.
我们有没有被茧虫剪掉了
？Have we been eaten by the locust？
我们有没有被蝗虫吃尽了
？Have we been totally devoured by the locust？
我们最后连这个外在的表现都没有了。
Even lost the superficial worship。
以前有一些人，哎呀，我是基督徒，所以我讲话要小心一点。
So before people will say I'm a Christian, so I need to call.
慢慢气到最后怎么样？管他的基督徒，人家不是人了啊。
So that eventually when they get to wrath, isn't that Christian?
啊，就开始连外在的表现都不用了。
And they don't care about their superficial.
一生气起来管他的啊。
And so when they're in rage, they don't care.
这就是我的脾气了。
This is my temper.
你看到这个什么？连外在都没有了。
They lost their superficial also.
我曾经看过一个弟兄。
I saw a brother.
人家说：“哎，你基督徒怎么样
？”And he said, "Someone accused him. You're a Christian."
就刚刚我讲，我基督徒又不是人呐、啊，啊
！And so as a Christian,
我也有血气啊
！I am a man. I have flesh too.
外在的那个皮啊，都被扒光了，你知不知道
？I mean, so our skin is already torn up.
当然，这个我们看的时候，不是在看谁是这样子的问题。
It's not like we try to imply to people.
我们应该看我们。不要连那一个什么外皮啊被扒光了。
But it's a warning to our own self that should not be taken away.
这个时候，神的话语在进来的时候，我们就不能接受。
And so that when in that scenario that the word of God will not affect us anymore.
这一些能够悔改的人
，people who truly can repent，
是怎么样啊？明白了，哎呀，我的生命怎么到这个光景了
？They realize their life is in a certain situation.
哎呀，我头脑已经被影响到这一个以名利为主了。
And our head was already totally taken over by the position of fame.
我好像在侍奉神，但是我好像以名利为主啊。
And so maybe in the serving the Lord as a friend, but the base thing for the fame, a position. So we rend our heart.
不从外在给人家看。
And do not just show it as an exhibit.
不像那个人祷告一样说：“哦，我感谢主，我不像那个人啊。
”And not like a Pharisee.
那个就是只有撕裂衣服，不撕裂心肠。
And they all just tear the garment, but they did not tear the heart.
这样子的时候，以后呢，我会将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
And so from afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people.
这个呢，才是提到重点。
And that is a key point.
虽然有悔改
，Yes, with repentance.
但是人还是在血肉里头。
Because as a human, still in flesh.
这才是这个意思。
And that's what it means.
不是啊，凡是什么神都会可以浇灌我们血气的人，每个人都是有血气的。
So as a human, we are flesh, so that the spirit will pour on all.
所以有没有认真悔改都无所谓了。
So it doesn't matter if you truly repent.
我们从耶尔书的第二章，我们就更清楚的看见。
So from chapter 2, we really see.
耶尔的这个名字，耶和华是神。
So the book, the name of the Jews means that the Lord, Jehovah is the Lord.
计划。安排来行事
according to God's plan and God's way to do things
到了这个末后的日子里头
in the last days
就指着弥赛亚要临到
and that means the Messiah going to come
以后就是末后的日子
afterwards means that when in the last days
末后的日子就弥赛亚要临到
and this is the coming of the Messiah
那么这里面有讲到层次
it take a, give us a couple levels
耶稣基督已经来了
Jesus already came
还要再来
and will come again
所以说弥赛亚还要再来
So Messiah will come again
因为还有一群人不认识弥赛亚
Because still a congregation hasn't known Jesus
而这一群人曾经是亚伯拉罕神归给他们这个神的选民
And this group of people belong to the Abraham They are the chosen one
因此呢这一个国度虽然过去了很久但是这一个余数要得救
Maybe the kingdom already passed many years But this remnant will be saved
神的计划跟安排绝对不含糊
God's plan and arrangement never been ambiguous.
因为末后的日在日子里面有灾难的时候
In the last day, they are disastrous.
是讲到以色列复国以后所发生的种种的事情
It's implied all the things happened after the restoration of the kingdom of Israel.
我们看到最近气候的异常
We see how this unusual weather that we are experiencing.
龙卷风一下子之内19个龙卷风在这个德州产生，对不对
？And so all of a sudden, nine tornadoes happen in the Texas.
卡车像纸盒子一样在天上飞。
And the truck became like a box car that was flying in the air.
那这个本来应该是怎么样？这个鱼米之乡的。
And so that was supposed to be an abundant place.
在中国干旱了三年。
And so in China there was a drought for 3 years.
那么在这个年初的时候世界银行就开始讲了，粮食已经短缺到很可怕的现象。
And so that in the beginning of the year, that the World Bank already said that they are short of shortage of food.
如果你去注意这些事情，再把这个阿摩斯书再打开的时候
，So if you pay attention to all what is happening around you, and then read the book of Amos.
我告诉你，就讲这时代。
And that is talking about this era.
以前的时代有没有这样子情况呢
？Is this happened to the previous generation?
有，没有这么严重。
Yes, but not as this severity like this.
但再来的。以色列那时候没复活
And at that time the restoration of Israel has not come yet
所谓这个欧洲的这个古罗马帝国呢也没有复兴的迹象
And so Roman Empire has no sign of restoration yet
那么这个里头我们可以看到说圣经里面的预言一个一个在发生的时候
So we see how the prophecy of the Bible being fulfilled one by one
这就第三章里面讲耶和华要审判列国
And so that is chapter 3 tell how the judgment of the Lord going to come on the nation.
那你以为审判列国是以后耶和华弥赛亚来临的时候来审判吗
Do you think the judgment only wait until the Messiah come?
那你就忘记了神有宪事报。
So don't forget God is righteous.
哈米基多顿就是神审判列国的宪事报。
So the valley of Armageddon is the where he going to judge the world.
当伯拉大河干的时候。
So when the Baraha River dries.
干旱对不对
？Drought.
我告诉你，干旱中国现在最大的问题就是怎么样建造水坝。
And so the biggest problem of China is that they build up a lot of dams.
你看会不会发生战争说
？Have you seen the war going to come?
湄公河的上游在哪里
？Where is the upstream?
湄公河经过多少国家，你知不知道
？Do you know how many this river goes?
湄公河上游在中国。
Mekong River is on the upstream.
水坝把它拦起来
，China
下面怎么办？
And so that they built up this dam to stop all this water running down.
好了，我们看到，我们看到这个土耳其。
And see the Turkey.
波拉大河的上游在土耳其。
And so the original place of the river started out from Turkey.
水坝盖把它拦起来，你看伊朗跟伊拉克会怎么样？
And so they built up this dam to stop the water coming down from the river. So what happened to Iraq and
叙利亚会怎么样？
Iran, and how about Syria?
虽然都是回教国家，
even though they are the same Islamic country,
我告诉你，斗争了才会厉害。
And they will battle really bad.
那么这一个土耳其要靠谁呢？
And so Turkey going to rely on who?
它的背后当然就是苏联。
And behind them are Russians.
那我们看到这一个 就是耶利米手下的北方人跟土耳其的联合。
And so this is how Jeremiah prophet says that the North Kingdom is the in, union of the North Kingdom and Turkey.
这一些呢都一直在产生。
And all this is fulfilling.
那大河怎么会干？
How can the big river dry up?
有可能神让它干。
Maybe God allowed them to dry.
有可能神借着土耳其的手让它干。
And maybe God through the hand of Turkey to dry up the rivers.
然后那个时候呢，就引起整个世界的一个战争。
And that will arouse the battles in the world.
那么就讲到耶尔书的第三章。
It talk about the book of chapter three of Joel.
神要用他的审判来审判列国。
God will use His judgment to judge the whole nation.
审判列国怎么审判
？How can He judge a nation?
就是我在三千多年、两千多年前、两千六百多年前
，2600 years ago，
早就透过先知的预言
，through the prophecy of the prophet，
对你们这些国家造成一种审判
，and declare this judgment all to the nations。
当然，这一些审判曾经有过
，of course the judgment happened before。
有过的时候呢，表示你看看已经过，你们还重蹈覆辙。
And so it's already happened, and people still make the same mistake。
神预言 一而再再而三的明显出来的时候
So what the prophecy was given one by one clearly
就是给我们看见
It's allow us to see
人不太能够记起历史的教训
People often make the repeated mistakes through their histories
要不然摩西把生命记讲下来了
So since Moses gave it to Deuteronomy
啊，特别在约珥书告诉我们说你要传给子孙啊
And so the book of Joel tells you need to teach your children
但是呢南国最后还是灭亡。
But eventually, South Kingdom still perished.
人是不太会记起教训。
The human cannot be taught all the time.
911刚发生的时候，多少人涌进教会
？So when the accident of the 911 happened, incidents of 911 happened, people flock into the church.
又开始怎么样？追求肚子比较重要。
And now in peace time, people
seek their comfort. 名利地位比较重要。
Rich and fame more important.
我们求神帮助我们看到今天。这样子约珥书给我们的教导
And so may the Lord enlighten our heart to see how the teaching from the book of Joel
使我们不仅仅能够回这个禁食祷告
Not just only fasting and pray
教会每一周每一个月里面的禁食祷告是让我们学习的
And so as the church has these fasting and pray every month it's for us to teach
使我们自己可以跟一些一对一的同伴
So that through our one-on-one companion
同伴
spiritual companion
有时候我们说啊，牧师，我们在这个传福音上很难呢。
And sometimes you complain that it's really hard to evangelize.
如果我们两个月后我们要开一个福音茶会
，So after 2 months we're going to have this gospel conference.
我们五个人在一起之后，我们为这一个事情，我们用5天的时间禁止祷告3天。
So for 5 people, we gather together, pray for 3 days for this team.
为什么要5天
？5 need to 5 days.
第一天。开始预备
prepare
第二天禁食第三天禁食第四天禁食
so the second day third day fourth day fast
第五天恢复期
and the 5 day is the
那我们一天禁食好了好不好
and so that we start
三天预备
three day prepare
第一天预备
first day prepare
第二天禁食
second day fast
第三天恢复期
and third day recoup
不是马上吃硬的东西吃流质的东西
You cannot eat the solid food immediately You need to eat the liquid
亲近神不是啊我禁食祷告今来的人都一定能够得救
It's not that It's just close to the Lord It's not everyone to come will be saved
亲近神是让我们神啊我们预备上有什么样破口
And so that close to the Lord is also exam if do we have any broken hole in our life
你看看你这样做会不会难传
And so if you do so see if the evangelism will be hard for you
我们愿意付船的代价
If we are willing to pay the price for the evangelism
我们不愿意这个预备这个付出预备长船的代价
But how often we don't want to pay the price of preparation
播种我们愿意付代价
We are willing to pay the price of sowing
但选择好的土地我们不愿意付代价
But we are not willing to pay the price of choosing the good soil
特别是要挖石头开来的
Especially that we need to dig down
特别是要深耕建造
Especially downloaded.
问题在这里而已。
That's the problem.
我们求神帮助我们在整个的约珥书里面再去看的时候。
So may the Lord enlighten our heart to read the book of Joel.
给我们有很深的提醒。
And remind us deeply.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
透过约珥书的教导。
Through the teaching of book of Joel.
让我们能够悔改到你的面前来。
So we can repent and return to you.
让我们真实的撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服。
So that we rend our heart, not our garments.
让我们一心归向你。
So we will return to you with all our hearts.
你把你那个灵浇灌在我们的身上。
You pour your spirit upon us.
使我们更有能力。
So we will empower.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, pray. Amen. Amen.